Good morning. This is Bill Reed from the National Hurricane Center with the 11 o'clock advisory on Hurricane Irene. Hurricane Irene is currently moving through eastern North Carolina. The center of the circulation is about 50 miles to the west of Cape Hatteras. The onset of the hurricane force winds occurred overnight last night, and we've had a lot of reports of wind gusts in the 90 mile an hour and a few gusts over 100 miles an hour. The highest I've seen is 115 miles an hour at the Cedar Island Ferry Terminal here on Pamlico Sound. So we are getting hurricane force winds. We're getting storm surge flooding in the 4 to 7 foot range. There's a possibility of storm surge flooding as high as 9 feet in the upper ends of these rivers that come into Pamlico Sound in the next few hours. We've discontinued the tropical storm warnings for South Carolina. A hurricane warning will continue for all of the North Carolina coast. And of course, the next city in line is the Norfolk, Hampton Roads area in Virginia. This is the latest forecast track. From North Carolina, the storm's going to come offshore near Norfolk, move steadily up the coastline, right on the beaches, essentially, of the Delmarva Peninsula. Sunday morning, go up the east coast of New Jersey, essentially right on the coast, and then into the New York and New England area during the day on Sunday. We're going to maintain the wind speeds at around 75 miles an hour through the course of the storm after it leaves North Carolina. High winds, very heavy rain, coastal flooding in the 4 to 8 foot range all along that path, rainfall 5 to 10 inches isolated as much as a foot on saturated ground with the high winds. That'll cause power outages, and of course we'll have flash flooding from the rain. This is Bill Reed reporting from the National Hurricane Center.